This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. I'm always glad to be in the house of the Lord, and I'm so happy to be a part of God's church. And we're just thinking on the scripture where it says, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. And the Sabbath is in the commandments, and we keep God's words. And I'm so glad to be here, another Sabbath day. Our great pastor is coming forth with always beautiful, encouraging words. And if you take heed, you can go forward. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Harry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips. To our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad for our anointed that's going on, our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, our great Bishop Dorothy. They've done what the Lord say do. They lived a holy, sanctified life, kept God's commandments. We are continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. We're going to talk to you today about not discerning the signs and the times. This is where the church world is. They don't know God's word. We know we are the children of the prophets. Choir.
Through the scripture you might have read,
how blessed was that
at the feet of the prophets, and how some made of the truth, as it was, it so now, that few ones can be found at the top of the mountain, being fed by the Son, God's anointed. Do you know who you are? We're in the way by faith. In the other room, in the left, you're the children of the prophets, led by who comes in his.
Of the rim, near the left, you're the child. do. Thank God for the choir. We know who we are here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. We are the children of the prophets. Lord said, go back to Moses, for he wrote of me. Any church goer that say they live for God, if you are truly living for God, you are the children of the prophets. You're no more alien nor foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints of God. That beautiful Deke and Debbie, what's our announcement?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write MLS at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Yes, if you have any questions about this way, this teaching, our doctrine. So where'd you get it from? We got it from God. How old is this doctrine you got? How old is God? That's what our late pastor told us when he said, how old is this teaching, this doctrine you're in? And the prophet said, how old is God? God only has one doctrine. That's his word. Isn't that beautiful? Now, to understand his word and understand what I'm talking about, Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Now they'll hear it if the one that is sowing the seed performs the 9th verse. Only take heed. The 8th verse. And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? If the laws of God are not set before you, you cannot make judgment on how to live and to please God. And I was thinking about this thought. How the Lord said, you can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern these times. And it's because the people and the forefathers are so far from God. They don't recognize God. They didn't recognize God when the Lord came. They didn't recognize God when many of the prophets were sent to them. They killed the prophets. They would not receive the prophets. And that's why they cannot discern these times, because they don't know God. Yes. Now, let's go to Matthew's 16:1. And I also was thinking, this nation is in such conflict and turmoil now because no one understands each other. And that's why they cannot discern the times, because they have no understanding. Everybody's understanding is different. Yeah. Nobody is at one accord. Nobody's with one accord. This was the destruction of Babel, because everybody's language was confounded, and because they couldn't understand each other, they left off building. This is why the nation cannot build, because everybody is speaking their own thing. Got their own psalm, their own song, their own prayer, their own way to heaven. So everybody has a different vision. This is chaos. When you have this situation, you cannot build in God. And if you were building and you have this kind of situation, what you build is coming down. Mm-hmm. Matthew 16:1. Hope we can get and understand what I'm talking about. The times cannot be discerned because the people don't recognize God. And there are signs that should give you recognition of where we are. I'm just trying to bring it to our attention. We are where we are. All these diversities of beliefs is like unto the diversities of peoples and beliefs in the country, naturally so. Everybody got their own little quarter. You know, you have your Czech quarter, your Russian quarter, your black quarter, your Spanish quarter. Everybody's separated. And we're all supposed to be speaking the same thing, but when we speak the same thing, nobody understands what we're talking about. Babel. That means the nation is coming down. Because God is suffering for the language to be confounded. And it starts with the church world. We don't speak the same thing, you cannot build in God. You don't know God. So when God comes along, you don't recognize God. Matthew 16:1, what does it say?
The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven.
So this is the typical response of the old man, the natural man, because they don't know God. Show me something. This is God. This is why God, when they came out of Egypt, had to do the miracles so the people could see God work. That it's God that's doing this. And still, like the Lord told the rich man, if one rose from the dead, they wouldn't believe.
That's right.
Let them hear Moses and the prophets. You ain't got to see a miracle. Hear and believe, because God have done all the work. You don't got to do it again. Isn't that beautiful? But they wanted to see a sign. Read it again.
The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven.
Let's go to Luke 23. Luke 23 and 7. And I know this is takes a little time to get into this. Stay with us if you're listening on radio. That's old time now.
Right,
you're
right.
On some website. Stay with us. Get to a website where you can see us and join us. Be with us.
Yes,
stay with us throughout the duration of the lesson. It's about an hour or so, hour and a half. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
Luke 23 and 7, what does it say?
Seven. And as soon as he knew that he belonged unto Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who himself also was at Jerusalem at that time.
Talking about Pilate, because he had Jesus ready to condemn him. But Pilate had a problem. And he was trying to use Herod to do his bidding because he couldn't find no fault in it. He didn't want to pass judgment on him because he couldn't find a fault. So he said, well, maybe Herod will do it. It's his jurisdiction. What did he say?
And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceeding glad.
Why?
For he was desirous to see him of a long season.
Why?
Because he had heard many things of him, and he hoped to have seen some miracle done by
him. This is the old man. All they want to see is something natural. You say you of God, I want to see you heal that gourd and make it go away. I want to see the anointing on you. I want to see God anointed on you. I want to see the Spirit on you. I want to see you speak in tongues. They got to see something. But what did God say? Only believe.
All right.
It's about believing the word. You don't have to see the miracles. Believe the miracles that were done. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Then he questioned with him in many words, but he answered him nothing.
He didn't answer him anything. It was all about the miracles. Go to St. John 6 and 25. And these are signs when one's always asked for signs. This is a sign you're not looking for salvation. You're looking for entertainment. Because that's what Herod, he said, he heard many things. And the nature of the old man is, show me something. Mm-hmm. I want to see you jump over the banister and run out in the cul-de-sac and march back. I want to see you in the spirit.
All right, that's
I want to see that Beppo you got flying off your head. Because you way in the spirit. That's what they want to see.
Wow.
Jumping over. They want to see that. They want to see that bass player.
Uh-huh.
Play the bass and the bass to start playing by itself.
Yes,
you want to see something. Woo, I know that's God. Because the bass played by itself. That's what they want to see. Something
right.
Extraordinary.
Right. Mm.
6 and 25, St. Mm-hmm. John, what did it say?
And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, When camest thou hither?
What?
Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me, not because ye saw
now,
the miracles.
It is about the miracle. But what God is saying, it's not about the miracle, it's about something natural that you can see.
Right.
Because the true miracle is being saved. The miracle is, can anybody help us sin? But I don't sin. Isn't that a miracle?
Yes, it is.
It wasn't about the miracle. Read it again. What did he say?
It says, Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because ye saw the miracles,
why?
But because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled.
It's all about the natural. You got some food out of this. And most people, when they're natural minded, it's always about what I can get naturally. So if you want to be spiritual minded, I don't want to hear about what you've accomplished, what you're hoping to accomplish naturally. So God want to hear, what are you trying to go for spiritually?
Beautiful.
I'm striving to please God today.
Beautiful.
Those are the kind of testimony that let you know where your mind is, but not always. I thank God. I got my bills paid. I thank God. Mm-hmm. Something came in. And this is always about natural.
Beautiful.
But it's never, Pastor, that teaching is good teaching.
Isn't that beautiful?
I'm sanctifying myself. Yes. Can't go there. You know why? Ain't giving. Know why? Carnal minded. Because even though we're talking about it, you can't bring it out because God ain't going to let you because you ain't there.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Right.
These are signs.
Yes.
When you cannot talk about God, the sign is you don't love God, you don't like God. When you're not around God, not around the teaching, not around his people, it's because you don't like God. That's what it is.
Yes.
Those are signs. One of the signs that Cain had a problem was his countenance fell. He had a problem. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now, when kids are little, even in school, when they have jealousy going on, they'll say, now, don't go in and rejoice with the rest of them. I don't want to go in there. Go in there and rejoice. Rejoice. Mm-hmm. You have to whip them to make them rejoice. Mm-hmm. Isn't that something?
Right. Yes.
Give them a time out. Make them rejoice.
Yes.
Well, saints supposed to be that way.
Right, Pastor.
But you can't when you got problems and you're not yielding to God. Right. You can't do it.
Yes.
But let's not look for the natural. Let's look for the spiritual. What am I here for? Spiritual.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life.
So he's
life.
Talking about, don't get thinking about, I know you're talking about miracles, but the miracles you're thinking about is all about natural.
Mm-hmm.
Don't labor for the natural things that come out of these miracles. Labor for the spiritual meat. Because miracles are spiritual meat. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
Which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed.
I believe that.
Beautiful. Yes.
So God has sealed that we're giving you spiritual meat. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful, Pastor.
Five. No, let's go to Isaiah 8 and 16.
All right, Pastor. Beautiful, beautiful.
God has sealed that one. Now, again, so, well, we ain't got nobody sealed. Then why don't you walk out then? What you standing here for? What's the point? I believe everything I'm reading. If I didn't believe you were sheep, why would I sit up and talk to you? Why'd I do it? Somebody, both sides got to believe something. He said, well, I don't believe you, my leader. I don't believe you, my sheep. So we both part,
right?
I believe you, my leader. I believe you, my sheep. So we come together,
right?
But if I say, I believe you, my sheep, and you said, I believe you, my leader, but you never come around, you just saying you believe my leader, but you ain't my leader. You ain't my sheep. You're just saying it because you don't have no action. Say, I love you. D-Kurt, I love you too. But he'll never come around. His love ain't right.
Right?
Or he, every time you in heaven, inner encounter with him, there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he may love, but his love ain't right.
Right,
if he's the problem. Isn't that beautiful?
That's right.
So, we're just for the natural. It's about having spiritual understanding and accomplishments. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to, what are we reading?
Isaiah
8:16. Read it.
Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples.
So, if God have sealed that one, he sealed that one with the word, with the law.
All right. Beautiful.
And when the law is sealed among the disciples, they're not going to spoil.
Right. Beautiful.
bind up the testimony. Now, that testimony is God's word. That's God's testimony,
all right,
which is law, which is the commandments. Mm-hmm. Bind up the testimony. What?
Seal the law among my disciples.
So all of God's disciples had to have that law sealed amongst them. Read the 20th verse. What does it say?
To the law and to the testimony.
They're talking about God's words to that law. He said the law is done away with. It says to the law. And this is prophecy.
Right.
So this is one of the signs we should recognize. To the law. Mm-hmm. And what?
And to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because
there is no... Because the law and the testimony of God is God's word. Mm-hmm. If they speak not according to this word, is what?
It is because there is no light in them.
And most churchgoers cannot discern that sign because they don't know it. Because they don't want to go anywhere before Jesus. They don't want to go back there. So, oh, that's done away with. No, it ain't. He only witnessed to what was written.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Got to go back. He said, go back to Moses.
Go back to Moses.
He wrote of me. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Matthew's 5 and 14. Let's see what the Lord said.
Yes.
Because they love to quote Jesus. Well, that's fine. But we got to discern the times. And seasons, the sign of the times. Can you discern it?
All right.
You know what time it is. I know what time it is.
Go ahead.
Guess what time this is? These are the days of Noah.
Right.
Because in the days of Noah, there ain't many had God.
Right.
But they were in the ark of safety.
Isn't that beautiful?
Those that were in there. This is the ark of safety.
Beautiful.
Said, no, Jesus is the ark. Well, this is Jesus too. It's the same thing. See what I'm talking about? They can't discern this. But if you follow the signs that God gave, you can discern that this is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That he's the true Messiah.
Yes.
But you can't discern that unless you follow the signs and the times. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We're reading Matthew's 5:14. What does it say?
Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid.
Now, you're set on the hill. Why? Because you're in the height of the Spirit.
Isn't that beautiful?
You're in the height of God. You're in the mountain of God. Isn't that beautiful? You're in a hill. And you cannot be hid when you say you keep God's commandments, when your light is shining. Read.
Yes. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel.
So in other words, if you have the commandments in your life, you don't, when someone says, what denomination? Oh, Christian. You don't try to hide. Say, well, I don't want to cause no problems. I will make them feel like we both got love. Now I'm a commandment keeper.
Yes.
What's that? That's God's doctrine.
Right.
You're not hiding it. You don't try to keep words down or try to make people feel good. Because sometimes they're supposed to feel uncomfortable. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Deke was saying today how at work one was telling her, we got new uniforms now, and these new uniforms don't come where you can make skirts out of them. But she got it.
All right.
God opened that door.
Beautiful.
She found someone through Sister Josie that's able to make skirts out of the pants they had. Because she want to keep God's word, God make a way
beautiful?
For
her.
When you want to do right, God will make a way
yes,
for
he
you.
Will.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, he will.
Let's read it 5 and read it a little bit.
Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel.
What?
But on a candlestick.
What?
And it giveth light unto all that are in
so
the house.
So when we're living a life that we should live, everyone in the house, that means everyone in your surroundings,
beautiful,
can see what you stand for.
Yes,
Pastor. Everybody supposed to know what you stand for. Even Max know what we stand for. Max knows certain things, and Max is, how old is Max? Max is 8 years old, but he knows certain things not to say when he come in here because he knows what we stand for.
That's right.
See, that's the way all of our loved ones should be. No problem, but you know what we stand for.
All right, Pastor.
And if you can't respect or love us, don't you do it.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Let your light so shine.
Now, let it shine. Don't make it. Let it. What?
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works.
So the good work they're going to see is, I don't have no gods before all God.
Right.
I'm not making no graven images. I'm not taking his name in vain. I'm remembering the Sabbath to keep it holy. That others, what?
That they may see your good works.
And what?
And glorify your
and
Father.
And we glorify. It's our works. We glorify God, which is in heaven. They may not know it's of God, but they see the good works.
Beautiful.
See, it's about seeing you doing what's right. They don't have to know it's God, but you know it's glorifying God with your good work. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful. What?
Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
How plain is that? So why don't they have that sign to know that he didn't come to destroy, he came to fulfill. It says, as he is, so are we.
Yes.
In this world, not when we leave, but right now. Isn't that beautiful?
That's right.
So we want to walk as he walked. What?
All right. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled.
So how do they cannot recognize the Lord said, I gave them my Sabbath. It's a sign between me and my people that I have sanctified them. That's a sign. But yet they threw in Sunday. Said, well, Sunday is our day of rest. It might be your day, but I thought it was about the Lord's day. The Lord's day is the seventh day. That's what it says in Scripture. It don't say anything about the first day of the week.
All right.
That's the day was blessed. That's the sign between God and his people. They don't have the sign. That's why they cannot discern anything about God, because they don't know God. That's why they go for Sunday. Now, it's not a problem about them not knowing, but if they hear it and can't hear, it's because they're not of God.
Right.
That's what it says. Mm-hmm. I can't say, well, they're of God, but they just don't know. But no, they're not of God.
That's right,
don't mean they ain't going to be of God tomorrow, but if they can't hear, you're not of God. Right?
That's
isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go to, you read the 19th verse?
No,
read
Pastor. 19. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven.
What?
But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
That's what the scripture says. Yes. So why should I get excited because,
right,
Pastor, you great. That's what the scripture
go
says.
Ahead. Yes, it does.
Whoever it is that do and teach.
Beautiful.
Guess who's he talking about? He's talking about you. If your life is doing and teaching, you're great too. All God's people are great. But the comment, but they only talking about God. No, they're not. It don't have no label on here. It don't say saint. Oh, it says saint. It don't say pastor.
Right.
Deacon. It says whosoever do and teach. Because if you're doing it, what that mean? You're teachable. And when you're doing it, you're teaching somebody something. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
All right. Let's go to Matthew 16 and 1. Let's read that again.
16
That's
and
the
one. Yes,
thought.
Sir.
Let's read that again. 16 and 1. All right.
The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven.
Got to see something. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing today. We don't have to be where I got to see what happened to believe. God ain't got to prove anything. What about believing?
Right.
Because that's what they did coming out of Egypt. After all, you walking through a heap going up on both sides of water. You're going through a dry land. You need to see something else? Right. What else you need to see? You think the devil did that? That's right. Hail coming down in Egypt? Mm-hmm. All these miracles? Blood pulse? And you saw the death angel come through and you... Next morning, you see dead bodies. All the dead bodies were the Egyptians and none from your people.
Right.
And you need to, God got to show you something again. Need to do it again? I don't think so. I don't believe so. And God knows that's not the case either. But they don't know God because they can't discern the signs and the time because they don't know him.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
16 and 1, read.
The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven.
What?
He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, ye say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is
now
red.
Now wait a minute. You have, what is he saying right there? Are we still on broadcast? All right. What is he saying? Okay. He's giving you a weather report.
All right, Pastor. Beautiful.
The Lord is the weatherman right now.
Right. Beautiful. Yes,
they had weathermen back then, like the other day. Mm-hmm. Read it again.
Yes, Pastor.
He
answered and said unto them, when it is evening, ye say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red.
What?
And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering.
What?
And lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye discern the signs
but
of the
can
times?
Can ye not
discern the signs of the times?
They can't because excuse me. They don't know God. Mm-hmm. And they are so far from God.
Yes.
Amos 8:11. Let's go there. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
That's just good to know that. So why, Pastor, why everybody treat me so badly? They act like we in under some cult. Do we have the real thing?
Yes, we do.
Somebody show them the exit. That's right. Do we have the real thing? Who did that, Pepsi?
Pepsi.
The real thing?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes,
all right, then. Come on. Amos 8:11, what does it say?
8:11? Yes. Excuse me, Pastor. It says, behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land.
What?
Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord.
This is what's happening today. People cannot hear the truth.
Yes.
When they hear, when you bring the commandments and the law, they've been totally obliviated in their ears, the word law and commandment. Don't want to hear it, but they'll talk all day. It's God's word. I'm preaching God's word. I'm keeping God's word. And don't know his word is the law. And it's the commandments.
Yes.
But they have a famine where they can't discern it. What does it say?
And they shall wander from sea to sea and from the north even to the east.
People travel all over the city, in every state, trying to find a good service or something to make them feel good or something.
Right.
Make them feel like they know God. What does it say?
They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord and shall not find it.
Can't find it because they cannot discern the truth when it comes. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
What does 2 Chronicles 15:1 say? Let's go there. We read this all the time.
Yes, Pastor. 15.
what was his name? Azariah. Mm-hmm. Azariah was pretty zealous for the Lord.
All right.
What did it say?
And the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded.
What?
And he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and
what?
Benjamin. The Lord is with you while ye be with him.
Asa, this is the Spirit of God upon Azariah coming to the king.
Yes.
Let him know God is with you when you are with God. He didn't care about him being a king, he was just speaking by the Spirit. What did he say?
The Lord is with you while ye be with him.
What?
And if ye seek him, he will be found of you. But if ye forsake him, he will forsake you.
Why?
Now for a long season, Israel hath been without the true God and without a teaching priest and without law.
This is the season now that we're in where Israel, and that's only the only son God has in the only church is Israel. They've been without the true God because they don't know the signs and the time. They cannot discern God. Let's go to St. John.
St. John. Mm-hmm.
8
yes,
and 20.
Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
you can
is.
Visit us at
that's
any time for
thing.
Our broadcast messages
yes.
at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write MLS at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676 and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.